It seems we're all paying a high price for failing to get a good night's sleep. The economy taking a $14 billion hit annually because of three very common sleep disorders. This is according to a new report from Deloitte Access Economics, which has found that a lack of sleep is harming our productivity and our health. Professor Shantha Rajaratnam is the chair of the Sleep Health Foundation, which commissioned this report. Shantha, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you.
So this report has found that bad sleep doesn't just harm us as individuals, but it also comes with a cost to the economy, mostly through lost productivity. Can you elaborate on that for us, how a lack of sleep harms productivity nationally?
Sure. So the report we've released today is called Rise and Try to Shine, the Social and Economic Costs of Sleep Disorders. As you said, it was using the rigorous methodology of Deloitte Access Economics, and it quantifies the costs associated with three common sleep disorders: obstructive sleep apnea, insomnia, and restless leg syndrome. And what it shows is that there is a cost of $14.4 billion each year in financial costs, of which about $0.9 billion are total healthcare costs. And then there is a substantial loss of productivity that's associated with these common sleep disorders. And that was estimated to be $11 billion in the last financial year.
So $11 billion is the cost to productivity?
That's correct.
And how much is the cost of dealing with these three conditions themselves?
Well, the total health system cost is $0.9 billion. So that's really only 7% of the direct financial costs associated with these sleep disorders related to health system costs.
And when you say they're common conditions, sleep apnea, insomnia, and restless leg syndrome, how common are they?
Well, the report estimated that around 1 in 10 Australians have a sleep disorder that can seriously affect their health. And in compiling these estimates, these economic estimates, Deloitte used very conservative estimates of prevalence to ensure that there was no risk of overinflation of the costs. And so they estimated that there were 0.78 million people with OSA, 0.60 million people with insomnia, and a further 0.54 million with restless leg syndrome.
And is this something that is getting worse? Is it a modern dilemma? Is it something that governments at a policy level should be sort of focusing on, like we focus on a Get Fit campaign, like we focus on a Life Be In It campaign, for instance?
Well, Fran, yes, we know that when a similar report was produced nearly 10 years ago, the costs were substantially lower. Now, the methodologies have changed, the prevalence estimates have changed, our understanding of the impact of these sleep disorders on our health, on our productivity and safety have also, the scientific literature has grown. But we also know that the prevalence is clearly increasing in our community. Now, what we are calling for is a recognition that sleep is an integral part of our health, and it should be recognised as an integral part of health alongside diet and exercise as well, as one of the core pillars of good health.
So what would you have the government do to sort of promote sleep health?
Well, what the government did in 2019 was it released a report from its parliamentary inquiry into sleep health awareness. And this was tabled in April 2019 with 11 key recommendations. And one of those recommendations was to develop a national health priority around healthy sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, none of those recommendations have been implemented yet. And what we would call for is that in the Department of Health's National Preventive Health Strategy, which is the draft document has just been released, sleep should be regarded as a kind of a cornerstone strategy to impact cardiovascular health, mental health, and all of the major diseases that we know are common in our economy and are costly in our economy as well. And so we would call for that.
Okay, and I understand the numbers in this report come from before the pandemic. It's been a pretty stressful year for a lot of people. So I imagine there's been an even bigger impact on people's sleep patterns. But is there, you know, one piece of advice for people listening who do have sleep problems in terms of better sleep health?
Yeah, so go to the Sleep Health Foundation website. We have a lot of fact sheets that identify how to improve your sleep, how to understand if you may be at risk of a common sleep disorder, And if you feel that that applies to you, then really, you know, seek out treatment. There are good and effective low-cost treatments available, and you can consult your GP to get help on that regard.
Shantha, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Professor Shantha Rajaratnam is the chair of the Sleep Health Foundation. And if you think you have or suffer from one of these three common conditions, is how I describe them. They are obstructive sleep apnea, insomnia, and restless leg syndrome. And you want some advice, you want some help, maybe start with the Sleep Health Foundation website.